What is going on, everybody? We are back for our 14th episode of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. It's been a very busy content week, but that hasn't stopped us from delivering another episode for you guys. We're going to get into some news and sports first and then talk about the video we've been working on that's already been uploaded and submitted to the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education, also known as CABE. Stay tuned for another great episode coming your way. Foran's Child Learning Center is now accepting applications for the fall of 2023. This program is designed for children ages 3 and 4. The center also serves as the lab classroom for foreign high school students enrolled in the child development courses at the school. A few changes have been made to the program. Children must be 3 by November 15th of the current school year. The center is open to Milford residents only. Its hours are 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the fee is $30 per day. This is payable monthly, and you can find more information on our website under the news section. You may have heard the news this week of the state's plan to continue free meals in school cafeterias for students through the rest of the year. Our food services department is aware of the program coming forth, and once they receive some additional details from the state, they will immediately reach out to all members of our school community. Stay tuned for more details on that. The kindergarten registration portal is officially open. The initial part of the process is conducted completely online. Parents can now access the portal through our district website at milforded.org. Just click on register/withdrawal at the top and you'll find it from there. Current Milford Public Schools preschool or Milford Ready to Learn students will not need to complete any online kindergarten registration packet. Specific information will be provided directly to our preschool and Ready to Learn families. In addition to that, our Day in the Life of a Kindergartner video is out now. Thank you to Calf Penmeadow for hosting the video and to Violet, our fifth grade MC. Last but not least, News 8 was at Foran High School this week to record their next What's Right with School segment. The topic is the planetarium, and it includes interviews from students and staff. It airs Tuesday, February 28th on News 8 between 6 and 7 a.m. and again between 6 and 7 p.m. We're going to transition into sports now. Stick around for more. We're officially in postseason mode in winter sports, and we have multiple teams looking to make some noise. Tomorrow is the CIAC Divisional Championships for Law and Foran's gymnastics team. Then Monday is the SEC qualifying meet for the boys' co-op swim team. Friday the 17th was the CIAC Class M Championship wrestling meet, where Jonathan Law did a tremendous job hosting. Foran finished third overall, with multiple athletes finishing top three. Congratulations to Antonio Madero on becoming a two-time Class M state champion. This program has been on an incredible run under head coach Dave Esposito since he took over in 2015. They have now seen at least a top three finish in the state championship meet every single year dating back to 2013. State opens have already begun this afternoon as I'm recording this. Best of luck to all our Milford wrestlers competing. Foran's girls basketball team season has come to an end after taking a loss to West Haven in the quarterfinals, but they keep their heads held high after a terrific 16-6 regular season and a first-round playoff win. They had Faith Doyle named to the All-SEC first team and Ava Dietelbaum named to the second team. Congratulations to all on these accomplishments. Foran and Law recently had athletes compete in the CIAC State Open Championship meet. Congratulations to Law's Shane Pritchard, who put up 16 points for the Lawmen and earned All-State honors. Finally, Jonathan Law's boys basketball team has finished their regular season 17-3 after beating Bunnell in their last home game of the year. They've earned a 3 seed in the CIAC tournament and will play Hamden tomorrow at 3:15 p.m. in Shelton. That's all we have for sports today. Stay tuned for our feature story on our CABE submission for 2023. As I said earlier, it's been a very busy content week. This episode wasn't even supposed to happen, but I decided to just go for it at the last minute, so here we are. A video has been in the works to be submitted to the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education, which is now uploaded and complete. CABE has been taking submissions representing school districts all across the state. This year, we chose to highlight the new flexible furniture being implemented in our schools. First and foremost, I want to give a quick shout out to Kathy Bonetti and Jeff Sabulas for their fantastic work on this video. They gathered some great content to be used in the video and really did a tremendous job of producing it. Their help made it much easier for me to edit, and it was a great all-around team effort. This video perfectly captures our mission to create an innovative learning environment in the classrooms, and we're going to play the audio from it in just a moment. Just to give a quick overview of the assignment, this is a project for all board members, superintendents, administrators, teachers, parents, grandparents, students, and community members to participate. There were three types of submissions that could be made. The first was through a social media platform with the hashtag #ISupportMyConnecticutPublicSchools. The second was a media message involving a letter or op-ed for a local paper sharing why you support your public schools. Then there's the third option, which is what we elected to go with, a Great Things video. This would be a one-minute video submission that captures the great things going on in the district. Let's take a listen right now.
This furniture or flexible seating initiative, which I'm hoping we will be able to implement in all 14 of our schools, is something that helps with the learning environment. It's not just having nice furniture. It's much more than that.
My favorite part is the beanbag.
I liked about the circle table.
I like that everything moved somewhere else.
The children are more at ease. They enjoy changing from seat to seat and being with different friends throughout the day. The flexibility is just amazing, and I can see it in their interaction with each other and the engagement throughout the day in their learning.
We love our new furniture.
That's another episode in the books. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week for our most prevailing stories to date.